Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got lots of stories to cover for you this weekend. Among them, we're going to take a look at a new policy that's been rolled out in the UK, statin drugs for all adults. They've got new proposed guidelines that make it possible for anyone over the age of 18 to get a statin drug. Maybe they want to put it in the drinking water. 877-726-8255. We're going to talk a little bit about some new discoveries about the benefits of exercise. That's always on the menu here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 if you want to get in with a question or comment. Maybe you got something to say about what's going on the health front. We're going to comment on some of the ridiculous pay for executives of healthcare companies. Their salaries are astronomical compared to those of doctors. 877-726-8255, our number. You can start dialing. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So maybe you got your hands tied now and you can't call. Maybe you're in a car. Well, people can call from cars these days, but it's not that safe when you're speeding along at 70 miles per hour down the expressway. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question 24/7, 365, and we'll listen to some of those recorded questions on today's broadcast. Okay, let's start with vitamin D. You know, in the words of the late, great Rodney Dangerfield, it ain't getting no respect. And I commented on that in a couple of articles. I did a series at the end of last year, Worst Health News Stories of 2022. And among them was, Stop Taking Vitamin D Already. That was the actual headline from Forbes, a business news outlet, because after a flawed New England Journal of Medicine study, the Vital study revealed that vitamin D fell somewhat short of statistical significance in preventing osteoporosis. There was a veritable tsunami of anti-vitamin D articles, including a venomous editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's entitled Vital Findings, A Decisive Verdict on Vitamin D Supplementation. And they concluded, this is really nuts, they concluded that it was time to have people stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major disease or extend life, and I'm quoting. And they also suggested that we curtail insurance reimbursement for vitamin D testing because it was worthless. That's in the pages of one of the most influential medical journals not only in this country, but in the world. And so I'm going to apply a little bit of a correction to that today because there's a study that just came out, and it was done at Harvard by an epidemiologist named Deidre Tobias. The headline here, vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight. So it explains the conundrum why some studies show that vitamin D is not that efficacious and other studies show major benefit. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight because people who have a higher body mass index had a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation, which they say may explain observed differences in outcomes such as in cancer, diabetes, and autoimmune conditions. And so this is a big problem because normal weight individuals are a dying breed in this current setting. More and more people are overweight or obese, and in particular the people we want to study are people with metabolic disorders, and they're overweight. And so when you study vitamin D, it may show marginal benefits in people of normal weight, but those people may have less in the way of serious health problems. When you apply the same dose of vitamin D, even generous amounts, maybe 1,000, 2,000 international units, you're not going to see the same results. And why is that? Well, it turns out that people who are overweight may have disruptions in their vitamin D metabolism. According to Dr. Tobias, who wrote this study, we observed striking differences after 2 years, indicating a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation with higher BMI. That's a body mass index. BMI 25 or less, normal. BMI below 17, you know, you're too skinny. BMI over 30 is overweight. I think the cutoff for obesity is somewhere around 40. Unfortunately, a higher and higher percentage of Americans fulfill those requirements for overweight or obesity, and the rates are soaring. She says, and I'm quoting, this study sheds light on why we're seeing 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths. Get that, 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths, autoimmune diseases, and other outcomes with vitamin D supplementation among those with lower BMIs, but minimal benefit in those with higher BMIs, suggesting it may be possible to achieve benefits across the population with more personalized dosing of vitamin D. In other words, targeting higher doses in overweight individuals, or it may be that some people just have genetic abnormalities that make them less able to utilize vitamin D, to convert vitamin D into protective metabolites. She says, quote, these nuances make it clear that there's more to the vitamin D story, notwithstanding that some people want to shut the door entirely on vitamin D. So vitamin D remains a very, very promising tool in our arsenal against metabolic disorders, autoimmune diseases, not just for bone. We learned in medical school that it was important for maintaining healthy bone density and staving off osteoporosis. Well, that may be the very least of its attributes. And now we're seeing in studies that people who take vitamin D, who have higher levels of vitamin D, may get considerable protection against hospitalization and death with COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls and take some of the recorded calls in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanatural's Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flavanatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Makes a great Mother's Day gift. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a call from Jason in Queens, New York. How you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. First, real briefly, I really deeply appreciate the way in which you deal with various issues. You indicate the nuances, the complexities, and it's so different from what people get from the media or even from extreme integrative physicians who take an all-or-none thing. And it really is, and especially how you comment on studies in a very deep analytical way, which we don't get from conventional sources. So it's a great service to the public.
Well, thank you. That's just the perfect compliment. And, you know, you're talking about things that I strive to do. I try to be responsible and, you know, not jump on any bandwagons. I have certainly a pro-natural health agenda, but, you know, the best medicine is medicine that works. That's why we call it intelligent medicine.
Right. What I'd like to ask you, I've been taking Advair over, you know, the last several years due to asthma. Not as much as the beginning, because I find that following your recommendations and supplementation, breathing exercises, things of this nature, exercise, it's much better, and sometimes the asthma is just seasonal. And I always thought that since it gets just into the lungs, it's site-specific, and one wouldn't have any side effects. So I was somewhat disconcerted to hear you speak a few times that a study indicates that people who take any type of steroid, even if it's inhaled.
Even inhaled, yeah.
Yes, could even result in, a decrease in cognitive function. I take a lot of supplements, you know, for the brain that you recommend. Yep. I was wondering, anything else you'd recommend?
Sure. You know, let's address your concerns, yeah. And I just want to repeat what I said about the recent study is, look, oral steroids have distinct short-term benefits, long-term harms, osteoporosis, higher risk of ulcers, mood changes, insomnia, even mania or psychosis, and on and on it goes. They shrink your muscle, they build up fat levels, they increase your blood sugar. We know that. But then there are the inhaled steroids, which millions of people take because they get them in combo drugs like Advair, which is a combination of, some sort of as a bronchodilator along with some steroid, fluticasone it's called, the powerful steroid. You inhale it. Some of it gets in your bloodstream, some of it gets to your brain. Long term, that is associated with brain shrinkage. You put your pants in the dryer and if they come out shrunk, well, you know, that's a problem. But brain shrinkage is not something you want to undergo. So things that help asthma, you know, clearly there's a dietary component because a pro-inflammatory diet will increase the inflammation in asthma. Presumably you know that. So lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that contain beneficial polyphenols. It's actually been shown that flavonoids, which are present in fresh fruits and vegetables, these can be protective. But specifically, things that are helpful. Well, a little caffeine is helpful, actually. Sometimes in an emergency, people have been without their medication, and they've been able to help themselves by brewing a strong cup of tea. Why? Well, it's got caffeine in it. It also has quercetin. Lots of quercetin is actually helpful for lung function. And you can take supplements of quercetin as well. Of course, there's vitamin C, which has anti-allergy, anti-inflammatory properties. Specifically, nettles and bromelain can be helpful for allergies. Pycnogenol has been shown in some studies to be helpful. And ginkgo biloba works on a specific pathway. You know, it's good for your brain, enhances circulation, may slow cognitive decline. You get a dual benefit from taking ginkgo for your brain and for your lungs. Higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is helpful. And actually, in some studies, and I've done it in my office, people with asthma attacks, we've given them intravenous magnesium so-called Myers cocktail, and it actually relaxes their bronchioles, smooth muscles within the tiny tubes in their lungs, and they breathe easier. That's, you know, oral magnesium can do that to some extent as well. You don't want to be magnesium deficient if you're asthmatic. And then there's vitamin D, which actually has anti-inflammatory effects, immune-supportive effects. Most asthmatics that are poorly controlled have low levels of vitamin D, and they need to supplement. And then there's NAC, NAC, which can build up levels of glutathione, and it's also mucolytic. It breaks up thick, tenacious mucus. Some studies say that licorice can be what's called a steroid-sparing supplement. In other words, you take a little bit of licorice, you don't need as much in the way of steroids to control your medical condition. So beware of regular licorice. DGL won't do this, but it also won't have the protective effect in your lungs. You need regular licorice. Too much of that can raise blood pressure. So you got to monitor your blood pressure as you take licorice. And are you pretty much hitting all cylinders on some of those recommendations, or do I surprise you with some
many of those
ones?
Supplements? What I really wanted to know, and they're helpful, what I wanted to know, is there anything that could reduce the negative side effects of the steroid itself so that the brain wouldn't shrink?
Well, certainly your brain-supportive nutrients can, but the best way to deal with that is to be really sparing in your intake of these steroids. And steroids are not like emergency medications. They're long-term medications. Like when you get an attack, you don't just say, well, let me inhale some steroids. They have to be on board for days or weeks to protect your lungs. So the goal would be, if you were my patient, would be to minimize your dependence on Advair, and then just, when your lungs are functioning better, to just give you a rescue inhaler on days where you're having a problem. And those medications are free of the steroids that can affect your brain, and that would be a strategy for helping you out along the brain protective lungs. But yeah, ginkgo, yeah, good for the brain, good for the lungs. You get kind of a double benefit from that particular supplement. So thank you for your kind words. All the best to you, and check in with us when you utilize some of these things to see how you're doing. 877-726-8255 our number, and when we return, we'll talk physician versus administrator salaries. Yeah, there's quite a disparity as administrators cash in on our enormous medical expenditures. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
Do you need low-priced, quality health insurance for any reason right now? Then call MyHealthInsurance.com today. We specialize in helping American workers find affordable health insurance. You can save money on dental, vision, prescription drugs, too. Our message is simple. If you want affordable health insurance for you and your family, even if you have a medical condition, call right now. Is right now the best time for you to start looking for affordable health insurance? We have hundreds of plans to choose from. With one free phone call, you can learn about an affordable health insurance plan that fits your budget. Don't wait. It's a free call. Call now.
800-934-3021. 800-934-3021. 800-934-3021. That's 800-934-3021.
MyHealthInsurance.com is owned and operated by IHC Specialty Benefits, a licensed insurance agency. We are not an insurance plan or provider. Not all plans are available in all areas. You may be contacted by an insurance agent.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some more calls shortly. We invite you to call with questions or comments. You know, it's been... And I think rather unfairly said that those who can do, those who can't teach. And, you know, I love and respect teachers. But on the medical scene, a corollary might be those who can heal, those who can't administer. And there's a story here about how a physician, he's... a retired family medicine doctor is proposing an initiative that would cap health company CEO pay at $800,000. Sounds like a modest proposal because $800,000 is twice the salary of our most powerful public servant, the President of the United States. Actually, that's wrong because Anthony Fauci made over $400,000, which is more than what the President of the United States made. But that notwithstanding, you know, doctors make a good living. But it turns out that healthcare expenditures, administrative costs, make up 15 to 30% of all medical spending. And of all medical spending, doctors' net take-home pay represents only 10% of overall health care costs. So this guy, Dr. Frisoff, is proposing this in light of a story about a former CEO of the Metro Health System in Cleveland, Akram Boutros, who is an MD, who has been giving himself bonuses. The Metro Health System since 2018 has paid Boutros $10.6 million, $4.2 million of which was supplemental bonuses. His base salary since 2018 was pretty good, $869,000 a year, but records show that he actually earned between $1.7 and $2.7 million each year after bonuses. So they're criticizing this guy. He's no longer with the Cleveland health system, but he's a piker. He's just a piker compared to what some people earn on the healthcare front. Andrew Witty, who is CEO of United Healthcare, has an annual salary with benefits of $18,433 and $433,000 and $143,000. Healthcare CEOs made on average $15.3 million, but last year 29 CEOs made $40 million or more. And that includes, of course, folks in the pharmaceutical arena, like Albert Bourla, who's head of Pfizer, and the heads of Moderna and some of the vaccine makers, but also CEOs of companies that make profitable drugs. So it's an incredible disparity because doctors work hard. I can attest to that. But they only get 10% of the bounty bestowed on the healthcare industry. 877-726-8255, our number. And now, here's something that will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. And that's important because bioavailability is the name of the game. You can take a lot of stuff, but if you don't absorb it, it does no good. You've heard me talk about NT Factor as something that is helpful for supporting energy and also has anti-aging benefits. But it turns out that NT Factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. So now there's another great reason to add NT Factor lipids to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. So get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT Factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie, as I do. Or if you're on the go, you know, the blender, just access the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored, patented energy wafers. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor lipids and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Stock up now. All right, this item is kind of disconcerting. It comes to us from the U.K., proposed guidelines for cholesterol-lowering statins. New proposed guidelines in the UK recommend cholesterol-lowering statins to all adults if the person is happy to take a statin. So, normally, statins are prescribed for people who have been calculated to have a 10% or higher risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years. And that's based on a algorithm which takes into account cholesterol and whether you have hypertension, diabetes, or family history, if you're a male or a female. It's not a very good algorithm because it often, if you go by the algorithm, a lot of people who have minimal risk for heart disease because they have zero plaque in their coronary arteries, they have been told to take a statin. I once filled out one of these online questionnaires, and it said immediately go on a statin. Well, with the knowledge in place that I have zero plaque in my coronary arteries as of the most recent test, that doesn't make any sense. So there are new guidelines proposed by something called NICE. It's a funny acronym. NICE stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. That's their branch of government-sponsored healthcare. Basically, you know, basically they have socialized medicine there, but more and more people in the UK are turning to private insurers to get higher quality healthcare. It's kind of two-tiered healthcare system. But these guidelines have been criticized because not everybody over 18 needs to be on a statin just because they feel like it. The British Heart Foundation counters that since the arrival of COVID, there have been over 30,000 excess deaths linked to heart attacks and strokes. And so that's their rationale for saying more and more people need to be on statins. Not enough people are on statins, they say. They claim that during the pandemic, fewer people went to the doctor, fewer people got their statins or blood pressure pills, and that helps explain the excess deaths from heart disease during the pandemic. But critics of that assertion say, quote, there was no evidence that statins and blood pressure medications were prescribed less in the last 3 years based on the National Health Service's own data. So this is kind of a funny thing because they're saying, well, a lot of people are getting heart attacks and strokes, so everybody should be taking a statin. But maybe, just maybe, there's some concern over the vaccines. And now we're getting into some real controversial area because it's been said that people who talk about the downsides of the vaccine are spreading misinformation or disinformation. But more and more, it turns out that the assertions that the vaccines could cause serious side effects are true and real, although that information has been suppressed by social media. As I watch TV, because I got a TV monitor on here in the studio, it says, come one, come all, get your COVID vaccine at the same time you get your flu shot. I just saw an announcement on the TV, an advertisement paid for every one of us taxpayers. All right, this is a study from Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm sorry, yes, Journal of the American Medical Association, January 26th. And it bears that date, even though this broadcast is a few days before, because it's about to be published. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021. Okay. They claim that the vaccine is safe and that side effects are rare. But they look here at 1,626 cases of myocarditis in the national reporting system. And that probably is the tip of the iceberg because some people get myocarditis. They may have a little chest pain. They may feel tired, short of breath. But then they recover without getting properly diagnosed. You need a scan to find out if indeed you have myocarditis. And what they found was the rates of myocarditis were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males aged 12 to 15 years of age. So this is what you call in medicine and science a dose-response relationship. In other words, the first vaccine you tolerate, the second vaccine you have an adverse reaction. And it's especially concerning since we're insisting that all adolescents and school kids, even kids younger than 12, get the vaccine. And we're particularly concerned about young males, males who play in sports in high school and college and in professional athletics. And there have been some refuseniks, Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving, people have said, and Djokovic. These are athletes who said, no, I'm not going to threaten my athletic career on the small but real possibility that I may develop a heart problem. Usually one recovers from these, but sometimes it leads to long-term deficits. And what they found also is that these events occurred more frequently in young men aged 18 to 24. And so they say, and they admit, vaccination against COVID-19 provides clear public health benefits, but vaccination also carries potential risks. And so this is concerning. And it's now public knowledge in a major medical journal that there are potential downsides to the vaccine when it comes to the heart, and also, since it affects circulation in general, the risk of stroke. As I might have shared on recent podcasts, I was in Lithuania recently, and one of our guides, a woman in her 50s, she took the first two shots uneventfully. She took a booster, and within a couple of days came down with a stroke, which her doctors were really convinced was related to the vaccine. It wasn't a coincidence. She's not suffering from hypertension or any underlying condition. She was perfectly fine. Fortunately, she recovered completely. Her ability to talk and move were restored relatively quickly. But these risks are real. And we're seeing more and more how critics of the vaccine have had their voices censored and suppressed. And they've been called purveyors of misinformation and disinformation, when now major medical journals are expressing concern over this trend. A lot of countries suspending vaccination requirements for the military, for young men especially, and even for all people without significant comorbidities or above a certain age, or below a certain age, that is. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey.
From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of intelligent medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. If you jot that number down, you can call us anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, what do you think of blood flow restriction training? Do you practice it, and for how long? Thanks.
Okay. You know, it's an interesting question because blood flow restriction training, or KATSU, as it's sometimes referred to, it's spelled K-A-A-T-S-U, is a form of exercise that was developed in Japan by a guy in the 1960s. And the idea behind it is that you apply a little bit of restriction to the limbs that you're exercising. They're not like a tourniquet, you know, or completely occluding the blood flow, but just a little bit of restriction. And the idea behind it is that the restriction of the blood flow causes blood and some of the metabolic byproducts of exercise, like lactic acid, to get stuck in the muscle, unable to leave. And what that does is it actually causes more rapid fatiguing of muscle. And the principle behind it is you get more out of your exercise if you do that. And that may be applicable in certain settings where people can't lift really heavy weights. Maybe they're rehabbing an injury. And they apply these bands and they get a little more benefit in terms of the workout. And some of the studies I've looked at look convincing, is that you can get more rapid improvements in strength and muscle volume with this type of exercise. I know that Dr. Mercola is a fan of it. Some people in the fitness and health industry advocate this. But there are some concerns with it. Number one, I don't use it, because I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting a band on a certain part of a certain limb to make it harder to do the exercise. So I'm just fine with regular exercise. Maybe, if you're really into, enormous rapid gains, maybe this could work for you. I've looked at the company that makes this. It's called katsu.com is the website. And they even have devices, very fancy devices that cost, upwards of $1,000, for a whole set of these compressive devices that you can control with your phone via Bluetooth, and modify the pressure. The concern, though, is that when you do this, you actually may increase the likelihood that you could have a surge of blood pressure. Blood pressure surges when you exercise, and so does heart rate. And I have one study in front of me that's a caution. It says blood flow restriction training and the exercise pressor reflex, a call for concern. Exercise pressor effect is that your blood pressure surges when you exercise strenuously. And that's why it's not a great idea to check your blood pressure when you're on a treadmill, or if you've just gotten off your bicycle after climbing hills, because your blood pressure will be higher to promote circulation. Well, in people who are susceptible to heart attacks, arrhythmias, or strokes, this can be a problem, because you exaggerate the blood pressure response to exercise when you put these devices on. So I would say caution flag for people who have underlying health conditions. Do this under supervision. Don't try this with just like a rubber tourniquet at home. Buy a professional unit. Get some instruction. There's even what they claim is a certification process for people who are KAATSU trainers, to teach them how to safely apply this therapy, because there are some risks. There definitely are potential advantages, but I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting pressure bands around my arms and legs to make it even harder. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about in the next hour, so start dialing and we'll put you on the air to share your questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. That's 800-908-3084.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Seven people were killed, at least six injured after an SUV hit them at a bus stop outside of a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas.
Police spokesman Martin Sandoval says they were waiting for a city bus. That's when the Range Rover plows into them.
As far as witnesses know, they're saying that the car lost control. Now, whether we know whether it was an accident or intentional, that is still under investigation.
Sandoval also told KRG-TV the SUV flipped after hitting the curb. The driver is under arrest and being treated for injuries, drug and alcohol tests. Was done. The shelter's director says surveillance video shows the SUV run a light, crash into victims. Many were sitting on the curb. Most were Venezuelan men. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators continue to try to piece together the motive of the 33-year-old gunman who killed eight people at a Dallas area mall yesterday afternoon. A number of others are in local hospitals recovering from gunshot wounds received when the suspect got out of a car in Allen, Texas, about 30 miles north of Dallas, and opened fire at an outdoor outlet mall. A local police officer who happened to be on an unrelated call responded to the gunshots and killed the shooter. The Treasury Department is urging Congress not to delay in raising the nation's borrowing authority.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st and says that could spark a global financial crisis. In a letter to Congress, she urges lawmakers to protect the full faith and credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible. On Tuesday, President Biden will meet with the top four House and Senate lawmakers to discuss their impasse. The White House and Democrats want the debt ceiling raised without negotiation, while Republicans want to secure spending cuts in exchange. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A conservative party leading in a vote count after Chelyansk that cast a ballot to draft a new constitution. More at townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Turning our attention overseas, the United Nations nuclear watchdog is growing worried over plant safety in Ukraine. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Charles de Ledesma with this report.
IAEA head Rafael Grossi is highly concerned about the safety of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant after the governor of the Russia-occupied area ordered the evacuation of a town where most plant staff live amid ongoing attacks in the area. Grossi, in a warning on Saturday before the attacks, said the general situation in the area near the plant is becoming increasingly unpredictable and potentially dangerous. The plant's near the front lines of fighting, and Ukrainian authorities say a 72-year-old woman was killed and three others wounded there when Russian forces fired more than 30 shells. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All around the country, engineers remain frustrated with negotiations with the railroads.
A primary stumbling block is paid sick time. That and concerns about demanding schedules took center stage during last fall's contract talks. Now, several railroads have made deals this year to give some of their workers sick time. But the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen saying the railroads are still asking too much in return for giving sick time, adding most railroads still want to penalize workers if they do take sick time. Jason Walker reporting.
Delta Airlines says a flight between Detroit and Amsterdam had to land in Boston when an unruly passenger had to be removed from the airplane. Flight 134 diverted when it was met by law enforcement at the gate. Delta did not describe the disruption that was caused by the passenger. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And when we talk about that information, education, and resources, many times we'll also let you know about some incredible providers that can solve some of those issues that you may have, or answer or address a need of yours and provide a solution. So we sure hope that you continue to reach out. And anyone that we have on this program, a provider, if it's a hospice provider, a bathroom, remodeling company. It could be someone who purchases homes as is. It could be a home care provider. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. It could be Medicare insurance providers, et cetera, et cetera. Anyone we have on the program, these folks are vetted. They are trusted, absolutely trusted providers in their space. We also have a phenomenal financial advisory firm, Bruce Glenn and the Glenn team. That's kind of particularly important. This is just a sidebar before I jump in here. But here, about a week ago, we had the third largest bank collapse in history. That's three in the past, couple of months. So the government keeps saying we don't have a problem, but I think a lot of people are getting nervous. If you are a caregiver caring for an elderly loved one and you have your retirement on the horizon, you might be getting a little bit nervous about this. And especially if you are a retired person, a senior, and you're worried about your money lasting and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is really frightening. I would strongly recommend reach out to Bruce Glenn and the Glenn team at Infinitas. Just go to my website, give me a call, I'll make the connection. Have them do just a second look. They can do an evaluation. They'll tell you where your portfolio is strong. They'll point out weaknesses. They will suggest changes if that's even needed, may not even be needed. But if it is, they are straight shooters, and I would highly recommend that you reach out and talk to them about that. That's off the subject, but it just came to mind, and I thought, ooh, I need to mention it. So, all right. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I've seen a need in the market nationwide. And that need is to have a reliable place, a safe place where you can get reliable, accurate information. No sales baloney, not leaving out something, not talking over your head so you depend on them for all your other information. No funny business. So how can you do that? Well, Senior Care Consulting is definitely a resource like that here within the Kansas City community. And obviously, as if you've listened to the program before, we're just in the very beginning process of franchising and expanding nationwide, but we're not there yet. We have yet to award our first franchise. We're just literally just now starting that whole process. Now, give me a few years and we're going to be all over the country. But for right now, how can we address that need of being that safe, reliable place where people can get accurate information? So thinking outside of the box, which is where I live, right? And how do you address that need? I have created a brand new service, and I'm still not exactly sure what I'm going to call it, but this is, you know, going to fall into the area of marketing. So, as far as marketing the service, I might call it something like Ask Steve, the Senior Care Assessment and Guidance Service. Let's ask Sean. Sean, what do you think about a service called Ask Steve?
Kind of has a ring of Ask Jeeves.
Oh, is that good or bad? I don't know.
Well, it seems how Jeeves hasn't been around for quite a while. It could be a good thing.
Okay, all right.
It could be a good thing.
Okay, all right, good. So I was just thinking, so many people, hey, Steve, I got a question, and they're always asking Steve. So that's, I don't know, I may punt or I may keep it. I'm not sure. Well, the jury's still out, but regardless of what it's called, here's basically the overview of this. If you have senior care questions, Steve has senior care answers. So, again, excited to announce a new service, which is a senior care assessment and guidance service. This will be available to anyone across the country. You can answer, you can ask some questions. We're going to provide some answers for you. So, basically, a consultant with Senior Care Consulting. And for right now, that's me. If you call and we set up this virtual meeting, which will last up to an hour, you will be speaking with yours truly, moi, right? We'll schedule a virtual meeting with you. I'll send you a Zoom link, and we'll schedule it with the individual or with the family. And during this virtual meeting, the consultant, also known as Steve Kuecker, at least for a while, right, we'll conduct a geriatric care assessment, asking many questions about your situation, your abilities, your preferences, and a lot more. Once the assessment is completed, the consultant, again, me, for a while, will discuss the appropriate solutions that would address your unique needs. And the options will be defined, cost range will be provided, payor sources, how are you going to pay for this stuff, that will also be discussed. And so the individual may be able to remain independent at home, or they may need to transition to a senior care community. So, they may need home health care, non-medical in-home assistance provided by a home care company. They may need, depending on the assessment and the conversation, they may need an assisted living community. They may be a candidate for long-term care. We may need memory care. They may need hospice care. Okay, so the consultant will also provide helpful information regarding finding and screening local providers. So, the entire virtual meeting will last up to an hour. The information provided will be invaluable to you and your family. So if you'd like to reach out and learn more about this helpful and convenient service, call, and I'll give you the local number and a national number. So locally, 913. Locally, meaning the extended KC area, you can call this number anywhere, okay? 913-945-2800. If you prefer a toll-free number, that's 877-945-2880. So the toll-free number, 877-945-2880. So here's an example of what might happen, maybe with one of these calls. And I expect this will probably be fairly common. So let's say that we go through that geriatric care assessment, and we determine that the individual that we're talking about here, whether it's yourself or someone else in your family or your another loved one, can stay, let's say that they can stay at home and they can continue aging in place. Right. But they're going to need a home care provider to help out during the week. You know, maybe a couple of days a week, three or four times for, you know, 4 to 6 hours, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, 24 hours, or whatever it is. Okay. So the question is, how do you go about choosing a quality home care provider when there are so many home care companies to choose from? That's a good question. Well, as part of this Ask Steve, I don't know, that's kind of growing on me. But as part of this service, we will provide our clients with a free home care provider screening tool. And let me say, this thing is awesome. It has, I don't know, about 30, I haven't looked at it for a little while, but it has about 30, 35 questions to ask when screening a local home care providers, all in an effort to choose the one that you feel most comfortable with. You choose the one that you feel will best meet your needs. And there are so many questions on here. And frankly, if this is all new to you, I think some of these questions you're going to read and you're going to, oh, my goodness. You're going to have some light bulb moments of, wow, that's an excellent question. I would not have thought of that on my own. So again, if that's just one of the value added things that we're going to provide for our clients is that screening tool. I always recommend identify three solid home care providers and then have a chat with them. Ask them all the same questions. Gather that information and then make a call and choose the one that you feel is the best fit for you. We'll also direct you to state and federal resources as well if that is applicable. So, again, this is just such an excellent service, just now rolling it out. And it's, I'll tell you what, this is very affordable. For a nominal flat fee, you can get the answers you need to take the next step in caring for your loved one. And this will just be an information overload. And again, up to an hour. It's a virtual meeting, so you can do it right from the comfort of your own home. Again, give us a call, a local number, 913-945-2800. You could also call our toll-free national number, 877-945-2880. All right, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for home care, non-medical in-home support. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for home care. That's non-medical in-home support. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Medicare will not pay for that. I broke some hearts last week by letting you know that Medicare will not pay for assisted living. Medicare pays for a lot, but it just won't pay for those things. So it pays for a lot of other things. But I've had a lot of people say, Steve, you know, I've got a great Medicare policy. It's the best plan you can buy. It covers everything. So I'm set, right, for 24-hour or 12 hours a day in-home care. I'm like, no, again, sorry to be the bearer of bad news. And don't be mad at the messenger. I'm just the messenger. But no, it does not pay for that. So, again, if that caught you off guard, I apologize. But now you know not to count on that. I'm going to have to look at some other options. So before the break, I was talking about the new service from Senior Care Consulting. This is available to individuals all around the country. It's a senior care assessment and guidance service. I think that is going to be huge, absolutely huge. So I gave an example about, you know, how about staying at home and maybe bringing in home care. So how do you remain independent at home? I mean, how do you do that? Now, to no one's surprise, according to the AARP, and they surveyed tens of thousands of people, 90% of respondents said they would prefer to stay home if at all possible. So the question is, how do you do that? And again, the first thing is, you know, family and friend caregivers. So you have the family banding together, and you might take different shifts. The weekdays may not be a good option for you, but maybe you're pretty free on the weekend, so you spend the weekend with your loved one. And maybe we just have one family person, and maybe it's just too much, but they're going to do as much as they can. Maybe some friends pitch in. So you get the idea. Unpaid, okay, family and friend caregivers. And that actually accounts for the majority of caring in our country. But if you're going to need some help and you want to supplement that, home care. I just talked about home care. So that's non-medical in-home assistance. And we have home care providers all around the country. There are hundreds and hundreds. There might, I mean, here in Kansas City, we have, depends on who you talk to, a couple hundred, maybe upwards of 300 providers just in the KC metro area. So I would say we have thousands of providers across the country. So again, you know, how do you know which one to choose? And how do you go about screening home care providers for our clients? With our new virtual one-hour consultation service, right, we're going to provide a great resource for you to help you do just that. You could use home health care. So I just mentioned home care earlier. That's non-medical in-home assistance. Home health care is medical in-home assistance, and that's through your Medicare benefit that would pay for home health care through a Medicare certified home health care agency. Now, they'll send in a nurse or physical, occupational therapist, speech therapist, if that would be needed, into your home, but it's not an hourly basis. It's on a per-visit basis. It's covered by Medicare, and they'll come in once, twice, you know, maybe three times a week to help out with whatever your need might be. And this service is invaluable. This service alone could help you stay home for a lot longer, maybe for the rest of your life. Okay, so depending on what you need and the situation, et cetera, your doctor has to write an order for a home health care agency to come out and help you with your need, whether that's physical therapy for strengthening, balance, gait training, that kind of thing, occupational therapy to help you out with your showers and your transfer assistance and that kind of thing, being able to function in your kitchen, a lot of things like that. Just too much to go into today. Speech therapy for someone who's having swallowing issues or maybe continuing to recover from a stroke. A nurse can come out to basically inform you or educate you on, let's say if you're a new diabetic and you need education on insulin and how to use the blood glucose monitor and how to dial up your variable insulin injection through one of the new pens, something like that. So they can come out and they can help educate you on that or taking a new medication. They can also help out a caregiver and train them in how to help you in a situation with wound care, if wound care might be necessary. So there's a lot of support there, but it's kind of temporary. It's short term and it's by the visit. It's not per hour, and it is paid for by Medicare. You could remodel your home to age in place. And there are so many things that you can do to your house, and it'll help you, again, age in place more comfortably. You can widen your doorways to make sure that you can get a walker or a wheelchair through the doorways. You can install ramps, make sure you can get in and out of the house safely. You can buy a stair lift. I love these machines. This might make the difference. This might be a game changer for you. Steve, we're kind of stuck on the first floor, but our bedrooms and the main bathroom and all that's upstairs, and these stairs are super dangerous. Well, for not a lot of money, maybe a few thousand dollars, and you can get pretty exotic with them and spend more than that, you can rent them. You might be able to buy a used one and have it repurposed, installed in your home. But a stair lift is literally a track that sits to one side of the staircase going all the way up. And then there's this little chair, and you sit down on the chair, say on the first floor, and you strap in, and you push the button, and it goes, and right, kind of like an amusement park ride, except this is not fun. This is all about safety, not having fun. But it just, you buzz up this track, and it takes you all the way to the top. You spin your chair, you unbuckle, and boom, you just navigated the stairway very, very safely and securely. That could be the game changer. And for, you know, about a half a month's cost in assisted living, boom, you're remaining independent in your own home. You can make, again, improvements in the bathroom. You can have a taller toilet. It's called a comfort height toilet. Install grab bars. You know, improve the lighting. You can convert. This is with our friends from Bath Wizard. My goodness, they're so good at this. They'll convert your old tub or shower into a walk-in shower. and offer that double lifetime warranty. I mean, it's amazing. You can convert a dining room on the first floor into a bedroom space. You can bring in equipment, bring in supplies. You can bring in hospice and palliative care service. Okay, to help out. So there are so many ideas, so many things that you can do to remain independent at home. Again, if you have questions about that, or if you're interested in our new service, that's a virtual geriatric care assessment, and then we'll provide solutions. Again, reach out to us, give us a call. We'll get that set up with you for a very reasonable flat fee for service. We will take care of you. And don't go away. We're going to have a lot more coming up on the other side.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host.
05573. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's face it, when it comes to taxes, it's no fun scanning all those receipts. Which is why, if you're looking to save time and aggravation, you should check out Epson's Rapid Receipt Scanner. Carrie Fox from Epson fills us in.
It's a fast, easy, and smart combination of both hardware and software that helps you accurately manage the receipts and invoices by providing an easy method to digitize them and organize the information within the receipt.
And the process is super easy.
So the desktop version would help you do 100 at a time. And what's different is that the software extracts the information from the receipt. Mm-hmm. So you're not just getting an image of the receipt. You do get that. but you pull key data out of it, like the vendor name, date, and that is organized into the software for you.
Go to Epson.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Will Republicans miss another layup? New polls show 40% of Republicans don't want Trump to run, but he's still leading in the polls. Has the new Republican strategy become leaning to the left on certain issues? How should Republicans approach this primary strategy with an easy path to the White House? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And let me say that all of my statistics are showing a sharp increase in the number of downloads. You can download the podcast to listen to it later, and or you can just tune in. So you don't even have to download it if you would prefer not. You can just go to seniorcarelive.com, and there's a list of all of the most recently aired episodes. You just click it, and it'll just stream to you right there. So whatever you prefer, but more and more people are discovering this podcast. They're sharing it with friends and family, and they're learning tons and tons and tons. And again, along with that information, education, and resources, we provide a list of select providers that can help you address some of these needs. And again, I would really appreciate it if you would reach out and give these folks a chance to compete for your business. They're good people. Otherwise, they would not be on this show. Let me say that. They're all vetted, and they all do a phenomenal job at whatever the subject at hand might be that we're talking about. So. All right, so I was reading this thing in the news, and I'm not sure whether I should be impressed and excited or discouraged. So here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this was a direct press release from the White House, April the 18th, 2023. The Biden-Harris administration announces most sweeping set of executive actions to improve care in history. So that sounds pretty exciting. Like, oh wow, I mean that is the most sweeping in history. This must be pretty good. So then I started reading the announcement. And I'm not going to get political here because, I mean, this could go for both sides of the aisle. And frankly, it sounded kind of like a bunch of hot air, frankly, in my opinion. I'm not sure if anything substantive will come of this thing. But as many government announcements, again, both sides of the aisle, recent or from the past, I think a lot of them make you feel really good, again, hopeful, excited. But it's kind of a where's the beef kind of a situation. It sounds good, but it just makes you feel good. There's just not a lot of follow through, and it doesn't really make a difference at the end of the day. So I think there are a lot of good ideas in here, okay? And there are a lot of things focused around child care. That's always a good thing. There's one involving providing home care for veterans and more workers to help veterans at home. And some funding for that, and that sounds good. Not a whole lot about senior care, which I was a little bit surprised. But I'll read this to you, and then I'm going to point out a couple of just glaring inconsistencies, at least in my opinion. So here it is. Enhanced job, and this is about senior care. Enhanced job quality for long-term care workers. The president is committed to improving the quality of long-term care jobs in this country so that Americans can get the reliable, high-quality care they deserve, whether it's in their homes and communities or in nursing homes. You could also say also in assisted living, any senior care community. To advance the president's long-term care priorities, the executive order directs HHS, which is Health and Human Services, to consider issuing several regulations and guidance documents to improve the quality of home care jobs. Okay, so there's the where's the beef? They're going to direct HHS to consider issuing several regulations. So there's no directive, there's no action. And this will probably make a splash, and prove me wrong, but I don't show me where action comes of this, and I'll eat my words right here on the program. Issuing several regulations in the most regulated industry in the United States of America. Let's have some more regulations. Let's feel good. Let's look like we're doing something, but let's add more regulation to a horribly regulation-burdened industry. I just don't think that's ever a great idea. You know, this is just off the top of my head. If you want to improve the quality of long-term care jobs in the country, get rid of the requirement that you have to be vaccinated. That'll improve it overnight. No one's listening to me on that, but you should. That's if you want to do something right now, cut an executive order that stops the requirement, eliminates the requirement of being COVID-19 vaccinated to work in a senior care community. Overnight, boom, there's the beef right there. That would help unbelievably. Still haven't done it. Anyway, I'll quit going off on that. Consider issuing several regulations and guidance documents to improve the quality of home care jobs. Here it is, including by leveraging Medicaid funding to ensure there are enough home care workers to provide care to seniors and people with disabilities enrolled in Medicaid. You know what leveraging means? You use something to your advantage. So let's hold Medicaid funding over you and make you do something that'll improve there are enough workers. Well, so that's a threat. Oh, hey, thanks for the help. Thanks for the threat. This next one is even more kind of blatant, I think. As well as build on the minimum staffing standards for nursing homes, and here it is, condition a portion of Medicare payments on how well a nursing home retains workers. So in other words, add more regulation, increase the minimum staffing levels. I just told you how to do that. Get rid of the COVID vaccination requirement, and you'll increase your staffing levels. But condition a portion of Medicare payments on how well a nursing home retains workers. In other words, if you have too much turnover and you don't improve your staffing standards, we're going to withhold Medicare payments. So, again, there's the hammer. It's not even a velvet hammer. It's just a really hard hammer. So pardon me while I don't get too overly excited about something that sounds wonderful, and then you start reading it, and they're just suggesting that some department consider issuing regulations. Look, here's the bottom line. When you start cutting payments to Medicaid, but yet demand improvement in a lot of different areas, including staffing, that doesn't make sense. This all comes down to money. So you can't tell someone you need to hire more people and have less turnover and hire more people at the same time that you're cutting reimbursement. Those two things do not go together. And what's happened over the past several years is you start reducing Medicare reimbursement. So you're cutting into fat. And then you continue cutting, and now you're getting into lean muscle. And at some point, and we're just about there, we might be there already, at some point you're going to hit bone, and then the whole thing breaks. So, folks, it just doesn't make sense to me. None of that makes sense to me. I hope something good comes out of it. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, a negative Nelly, okay? But I'm hoping for the best, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. All right. And then last week, I did a presentation to a very large audience regarding caring for aging loved ones, and it was very well attended. And so let me just say this. I love making presentations. I didn't get the gene of being fearful of public speaking. I really enjoy it. And so if your organization is interested in having me present to your audience, it could be in person, it could be virtual. This particular one was virtual. People all around the country attended this thing. Just reach out. We can have a chat about that. And again, can do in-person presentations, virtual presentations, like I just did for a very large company and a whole bunch of their clients. And it was just really a win-win-win for everyone involved. Had a great question. Someone was asking about payor sources and if a place will accept long-term care insurance and what is the difference between that and private pay. Well, long-term care insurance just reimburses you for your expense. So that is private pay. So if you pay for assisted living or long-term care or home care, whatever it is, through your long-term care insurance, and then you submit that cost to your long-term care insurance provider, then they pay you back. And so they didn't quite understand that. That was just one of the several questions I was able to answer on that presentation. So, all right, well, don't go away. I have a really, really special feature coming up this next segment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities employees of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
/book. Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I want to take the rest of the program to talk about nurses. And you may or may not have known it, but today, Saturday, May 6th every year is National Nurses Day in the United States. And there's actually a week. Okay, so National Nurses Day is celebrated annually on May the 6th to raise awareness of the important role that nurses play throughout our entire society. And it marks the beginning of National Nurses Week, which ends on May the 12th. And guess what that is? It happens to be the birthday of Florence Nightingale. So how about that? So going on with the background here. On the 12th, the final day of National Nurses Week, the birthday of Florence Nightingale. She lived from 1820 to 1910. That was a good long life, and probably pretty unusual for back then, actually, that life expectancy. That kind of jumped out at me, actually. The English nurse became known as the founder of professional nursing, especially due to her pioneering work during the Crimean War. And due to her habit of making rounds at night, this is so cool, Nightingale became known as the lady with the lamp. So she's walking around with the lamp, checking on all the patients overnight, and that was just part of her thorough and wonderful care. National Nurses Week was first observed in October of 1954 with the 100th anniversary of Nightingale's mission to Crimea. I didn't know any of that before I did my homework here. May the 6th was introduced as the date for the observance, and that was not that long ago in 1982. So this is from the Nursing Times. Nurses work every day to ensure patients get the care they need and the comfort and compassion they deserve. The complex nature of nursing continues to be physically and emotionally draining, yet nurses carry on providing quality patient care and moving the profession forward, which reinforces the importance of National Nurses Appreciation Day and Week. And there are all sorts of events actually going on throughout the entire year. And then here's a quote. This one is super true. Nurses need to be emotionally, psychologically, and morally refueled regularly to enable them to resist burnout and its many negative impacts, such as moral distress, said Bonnie Barnes, co-founder of the Daisy Foundation, in a nurse.com blog. That's where this came from. One way to do this is through the expressions of gratitude. So isn't it amazing? I've talked very frequently on the program about how simple it is just to say thank you to someone. Just a simple thank you, an expression of gratitude. So, I mean, I don't know how many times I've walked up to someone who's clearly serving in the military or a police officer, and I'll walk right up to them, shake their hand, look them square in the eye, and say, thank you for what you do. You are appreciated. And every single time they're caught way off guard. And then they beam. They just really appreciate that. If it's a genuine and sincere, I can't talk today, expression of gratitude. So I would challenge you to do that as well. She goes on to say that nurses, this part of it is so true. Nurses are refueled when they know they have made a difference in the life of a patient or a family member, especially when they were unaware of the difference they made. So that is really, really awesome. And I'll say that Nurses Day has a special place in my heart for very personal reasons. Let me just brag for a minute about my wife, Susan. So first of all, she's a registered nurse, and I must say she is phenomenal. And I'm not saying that just because she's my wife, but I have seen her in action, and she is. I mean, she's one of the special ones out there. All of her patients and families, they just love her. She pours herself out to them, tending to all of their needs, always with a smile and just deeply caring about them. And it shows, and it's sincere. It's no act. It's real. And she goes the extra mile. And even though that their doctor's office, even though technically they're closed at 5 o'clock, I mean, very, very routinely, she'll be there till, you know, maybe 6:30, maybe even 7 o'clock, returning calls and communicating with patients. And I ask her, you know, why she does this. And I'll say, well, can't some of the calls wait until tomorrow? And she'll say something just this simple, which is just a demonstration of why she's phenomenal. She said, Steve, if it's me, if I'm waiting for a diagnosis or I'm waiting to hear back about something that was discussed or maybe the results of a lab or maybe another test, an X-ray, an MRI, a CAT scan, I would want to know just as soon as I could possibly know. I would want to know that. So I just do the right thing. I take the time to call them, and I communicate with them. And I also hope that this would be done for me as a patient as well. So this is just one of the many reasons that they always give her the highest ratings on these surveys, and they do follow-up and everything. She gets the highest compliments, just such positive comments. They just absolutely love her. So, and if you see her working with patients, and I've been there, and I'll just sit back and I'll just watch. If you saw her working with her patients and her families, and she knows them, and she's just personally involved with them, you would understand why she gets all of the positive reviews and all of the wonderful comments. So, and also, she's not the only nurse affiliated with this broadcast. Our producer extraordinaire, Sean Floyd. Sean, your wife is a nurse as well.
Yes, she is.
And she works in pediatrics in a hospital.
Yes, she works in the emergency room.
And the work that she does is absolutely just special. You talk about stress. Children's Mercy, pediatrics, emergency room, everyone's stressed out when they go to see your wife.
Yeah, and I don't know how she does it because I know I couldn't do that job.
Yeah.
And I'm just amazed at her heart and the job that she just goes in the passion that she does it with.
Yeah, so she's another excellent nurse. And so and thank you to Sean, what's your wife's name?
Jenna.
Jenna, thank you, Jenna, for all that you do. And to all the nurses out there, seriously, thank you for the wonderful work that you do. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the audience, if you're listening to this, if you know a nurse, just reach out to them. And again, that simple act of saying thank you, just recognize them. It fills their cup. These nurses pour from their cup into others. That's why they're so good. But who's pouring into their cup? We need to pour into their cup, and we need to tell them what a great job they're doing. Thank you for what you do. Give them a big hug. I know to my nurse, I'm going to give her, I always get her a card every year and in a gift card or something just to say thanks for all you do. So it's super, super important. Be sure to do that. And again, happy Nurses Day to all of the nurses out there all across the country. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed 5 pro-life measures last week, including one that poses a challenge to a 25-year-old state Supreme Court ruling decision that permits pre-viability abortion by a provider of the patient's choice. Speaking with Salem Radio, Gianforte outlines key points in 2 of the new laws.
The first thing we did was we banned any kind of public money being used for elective abortions. That was number one. Number two, we passed a bill that requires in law that any child born alive from a botched abortion has to get the same care that any other patient in a medical clinic does.
Gianforte signed or will sign bills to provide oversight of abortion clinics through licensing requirements, require the reporting of harmful effects of abortion pills, and create a tax credit for adoptive families. Republicans are forecasting a dangerous influx in illegals this week when President Biden ends enforcement of the Title 42 immigration law.
Senator Lindsey Graham says many of those planning to enter the country illegally are well aware the U.S. will stop enforcing Title 42 on Thursday.
People are sitting in Mexico waiting to May 11th. They're amassing by the thousands, knowing that when May 11th comes, it's much easier to come into the country and not get expelled.
Senator Graham says even Democrat mayors in major cities like Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York are urging the president to reconsider. A number of cities in Texas have already declared states of emergency. Bob Agner reporting.
Japan's Prime Minister Kishida Fumio expressing sympathy for the suffering of Koreans forced labor during Japan's colonial rule when he met with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol earlier on Sunday. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The party continues overseas. A week-long celebration of the coronation of King Charles III continues with luncheons held throughout the UK and a concert at Windsor Castle. The latest on the fun from Charles de Ledesma.
The festivities continue to support the newly crowned monarch, even as many have questioned the relevance of the crown and the cost of such a spectacle at a time when living costs are so high. The gilded spectacle of the king being crowned in an ancient religious ceremony at Westminster Abbey the day before takes a more down-to-earth turn, with picnics and street parties being planned across the UK. Events conclude with a concert featuring Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and the boy band Take That in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Expanded dental coverage coming to the Big Apple.
For millions of low-income New Yorkers, access to routine dental care has long hinged on whether or not they still have 8 crucial teeth. State Department of Health rules for Medicaid recipients say a mouth with just 4 pairs of matching back teeth is adequate for functional purposes and therefore not eligible for root canals and crowns. But under a new legal settlement reached, an estimated 5 million people will get expanded dental coverage. The Legal Aid Society brought the class action suit in 2018. John Scott reporting.
Employees of a main restaurant got a surprise when they opened a large wooden crate they thought was a shipment of mugs they had recently ordered. Instead, they found a plastic tote containing what law enforcement suspected was 14 kilograms of fentanyl, found with a street value of $3 million. A man was arrested when he showed up to the store to claim the crate. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
By Asus.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots of stories to cover for you this weekend. Among them, we're going to take a look at a new policy that's been rolled out in the UK. Statin drugs for all adults. They've got new proposed guidelines that make it possible for anyone over the age of 18 to get a statin drug. Maybe they want to put it in the drinking water. 877-726-8255. We're going to talk a little bit about some new discoveries about the benefits of exercise. That's always on the menu here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 if you want to get in with a question or comment. Maybe you got something to say about what's going on the health front. We're going to comment on some of the ridiculous pay for executives of healthcare companies. Their salaries are astronomical compared to those of doctors. 877-726-8255, our number. You can start dialing. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So maybe you've got your hands tied now and you can't call. Maybe you're in a car. Well, people can call from cars these days, but it's not that safe when you're speeding along at 70 miles per hour down the expressway. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question 24/7, 365, and we'll listen to some of those recorded questions on today's broadcast. Okay, let's start with vitamin D. You know, in the words of the late, great Rodney Dangerfield, it ain't getting no respect. And I commented on that in a couple of articles. I did a series at the end of last year, Worst Health News Stories of 2022. And among them was Stop Taking Vitamin D Already. That was the actual headline from Forbes, a business news outlet, because after a flawed New England Journal of Medicine study, the VITAL study revealed that vitamin D fell somewhat short of statistical significance in preventing osteoporosis, there was a veritable tsunami of anti-vitamin D articles, including a venomous editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's entitled Vital Findings, A Decisive Verdict on Vitamin D Supplementation. And they concluded, this is really nuts, they concluded that it was time to have people stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major disease or extend life, and I'm quoting. And they also suggested that we curtail insurance reimbursement for vitamin D testing because it was worthless. That's in the pages of one of the most influential medical journals, not only in this country, but in the world. And so I'm going to apply a little bit of a correction to that today because there's a study that just came out. And it was done at Harvard by an epidemiologist named Deidre Tobias. The headline here, vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight. So it explains the conundrum why some studies show that vitamin D is not that efficacious and other studies show major benefit. What's going on here? Well, it turns out that vitamin D benefits and metabolism may depend on body weight, because people who have a higher body mass index had a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation, which they say may explain observed differences in outcomes such as in cancer, diabetes, and autoimmune conditions. And so this is a big problem because normal weight individuals are a dying breed in this current setting. More and more people are overweight or obese, and in particular, the people we want to study are people with metabolic disorders, and they're overweight. And so when you study vitamin D, it may show marginal benefits in people of normal weight, but those people may have less in the way of serious health problems. When you apply the same dose of vitamin D, even generous amounts, maybe 1,000, 2,000 international units, you're not going to see the same results. And why is that? Well, it turns out that people who are overweight may have disruptions in their vitamin D metabolism. According to Dr. Tobias, who wrote this study, we observed striking differences after 2 years, indicating a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation with higher BMI. That's a body mass index. BMI 25 or less, normal, BMI below 17, you know, you're too skinny. BMI over 30 is overweight. I think the cutoff for obesity is somewhere around 40. Unfortunately, a higher and higher percentage of Americans fulfill those requirements for overweight or obesity, and the rates are soaring. She says, and I'm quoting, this study sheds light on why we're seeing 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths. Get that, 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths, autoimmune diseases, and other outcomes with vitamin D supplementation among those with lower BMIs, but minimal benefit in those with higher BMIs, suggesting it may be possible to achieve benefits across the population with more personalized dosing of vitamin D. In other words, targeting higher doses in overweight individuals, or it may be that some people just have genetic abnormalities that make them less able to utilize vitamin D, to convert vitamin D into protective metabolites. She says, quote, these nuances make it clear that there's more to the vitamin D story, notwithstanding that some people want to shut the door entirely on vitamin D. So vitamin D remains a very, very promising tool in our arsenal against metabolic disorders, autoimmune diseases, not just for bone. We learned in medical school that it was important for maintaining healthy bone density and staving off osteoporosis. Well, that may be the very least of its attributes. And now we're seeing in studies that people who take vitamin D, who have higher levels of vitamin D, may get considerable protection against hospitalization and death with COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls and take some of the recorded calls in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanatural's Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flavanatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Makes a great Mother's Day gift. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Albee. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a call from Jason in Queens, New York. How you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. First, real briefly, I really deeply appreciate the way in which you deal with various issues. You indicate the nuances, the complexities, and it's so different from what people get from the media or even from extreme integrative physicians who take an all-or-none thing. And it really is, and especially how you comment on studies in a very deep analytical way, which we don't get from conventional sources, so it's a great service to the public.
Well, thank you. That's just the perfect compliment, and you know, you're talking about things that I strive to do. I try to be responsible and, you know, not jump on any bandwagons. I have certainly a pro-natural health agenda, but you know, the best medicine is medicine that works. That's why we call it intelligent medicine.
Right. What I'd like to ask you, I've been taking Advair over, you know, the last several years due to asthma. Not as much as the beginning, because I find that following your recommendations and supplementation, breathing exercises, things of this nature, exercise, it's much better, and sometimes the asthma is just seasonal. And I always thought that since it gets just into the lungs, it's site-specific, and one wouldn't have any side effects. So I was somewhat disconcerted to hear you speak a few times that a study indicates that people who take any type of steroid, even if it's inhaled.
Even inhaled, yeah.
Yes, could even result in, you know, a decrease in cognitive function. I take a lot of supplements, you know, for the brain that you recommend. Yeah. I was wondering, anything else you'd recommend?
Sure, sure. Yeah, let's address your concerns, yeah. And I just want to repeat what I said about the recent study is, look, oral steroids have distinct short-term benefits, long-term harms, osteoporosis, higher risk of ulcers, mood changes, insomnia, even mania or psychosis, and on and on it goes. They shrink your muscle, they build up fat levels, they increase your blood sugar. We know that. But then there are the inhaled steroids, which millions of people take because they get them in combo drugs like Advair, which is a combination of, you know, some sort of as bronchodilator along with some steroid, fluticasone is called, the powerful steroid. You inhale it. Some of it gets in your bloodstream, some of it gets to your brain. Long term, that is associated with brain shrinkage, not a good, I mean, like, you know, you put your pants in the dryer and if they come out shrunk, well, you know, that's a problem. But brain shrinkage is not something you want to undergo. So things that help asthma, you know, clearly there's a dietary component because a pro-inflammatory diet will increase the inflammation in asthma. Presumably you know that. So lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that contain beneficial polyphenols. It's actually been shown that flavonoids, which are present in fresh fruits and vegetables, these can be protective. But specifically, things that are helpful. Well, a little caffeine is helpful, actually. Sometimes in an emergency, people have been without their medication, and they've been able to help themselves by brewing a strong cup of tea. Why? Well, it's got caffeine in it. It also has quercetin. Lots of quercetin is actually helpful for lung function. And you can take supplements of quercetin as well. Of course, there's vitamin C, which has anti-allergy and inflammatory properties. Specifically, nettles and bromelain can be helpful for allergies. Pycnogenol has been shown in some studies to be helpful. And ginkgo biloba works on a specific pathway. You know, it's good for your brain, enhances circulation, may slow cognitive decline. You get a dual benefit from taking ginkgo for your brain and for your lungs. Higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Magnesium is helpful. And actually, in some studies, and I've done it in my office, people with asthma attacks, we've given them intravenous magnesium, so-called Myers cocktail, and it actually relaxes their bronchioles, smooth muscles within the tiny tubes in their lungs, and they breathe easier. That's, you know, oral magnesium can do that to some extent as well. You don't want to be magnesium deficient if you're asthmatic. And then there's vitamin D, which actually has anti-inflammatory effects, immune supportive effects. Most asthmatics that are poorly controlled have low levels of vitamin D and they need to supplement. And then there's NAC, NAC, which can build up levels of glutathione. It's also mucolytic. It breaks up thick, tenacious mucus. Some studies say that licorice can be what's called a steroid-sparing supplement. In other words, you take a little bit of licorice, you don't need as much in the way of steroids to control your medical condition. So beware of regular licorice. DGL won't do this, but it also won't have the protective effect in your lungs. You need regular licorice. Too much of that can raise blood pressure. So you're going to monitor your blood pressure as you take licorice. And are you pretty much hitting all cylinders on some of those recommendations, or do I surprise you with some
additional ones? I think many of those supplements, what I really wanted to know, and they're helpful, what I wanted to know, is there anything that could reduce the negative side effects of the steroid itself so that the brain wouldn't shrink?
Well, certainly your brain-supportive nutrients can, but the best way to deal with that is to be really sparing in your intake of these steroids. And steroids are not like emergency medications. They're long-term medications. Like when you get an attack, you don't just say, well, let me inhale some steroids. They have to be on board for days or weeks to protect your lungs. So the goal would be, if you were my patient, would be to minimize your dependence on Advair. And then just, when your lungs are functioning better, to just give you a rescue inhaler on days where you're having a problem. And those medications are free of the steroids that can affect your brain. And that would be a strategy for helping you out along the brain protective lines. But, yeah, ginkgo, yeah, good for the brain, good for the lungs. You get kind of a double benefit from that particular supplement. So thank you for your kind words. All the best to you. And check in with us when you utilize some of these things to see how you're doing. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'll talk physician versus administrator salaries. Yeah, there's quite a disparity as administrators cash in on our enormous medical expenditures. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
Do you need low-priced, quality health insurance for any reason right now? Then call MyHealthInsurance.com today. We specialize in helping American workers find affordable health insurance. You can save money on dental, vision, prescription drugs, too. Our message is simple. If you want affordable health insurance for you and your family, even if you have a medical condition, call right now. Is right now the best time for you to start looking for affordable health insurance? We have hundreds of plans to choose from. With one free phone call, you can learn about an affordable health insurance plan that fits your budget. Don't wait. It's a free call. Call now.
800-934-3021. 800-934-3021. 800-934-3021. That's 800-934-3021.
MyHealthInsurance.com is owned and operated by IHC Specialty Benefits, a licensed insurance agency. We are not an insurance plan or provider. Not all plans are available in all areas. You may be contacted by an insurance agent.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
By wherever you get your podcast.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some more calls shortly. We invite you to call with questions or comments. You know, it's been, and I think rather unfairly said, that those who can do, those who can't teach. And, you know, I love and respect teachers, but on the medical scene, a corollary might be those who can heal, those who can't administer. And there's a story here about how a physician, he's a retired family medicine doctor, is proposing an initiative that would cap health company CEO pay at $800,000. Sounds like a modest proposal, because $800,000 is twice the salary of our most powerful public servant, the President of the United States. Actually, that's wrong, because Anthony Fauci made over $400,000, which is more than what the President of the United States made. But that notwithstanding, you know, doctors make a good living. But it turns out that healthcare expenditures, administrative costs, make up 15% to 30% of all medical spending. And of all medical spending, doctors' net take-home pay represents only 10% of overall health care costs. So this guy, Dr. Frisoff, is proposing this in light of a story about a former CEO of the Metro Health System in Cleveland, Akram Boutros, who is an MD, who has been giving himself bonuses. The Metro Health System since 2018 has paid Boutros $10.6 million, $4.2 million of which was supplemental bonuses. His base salary since 2018 was pretty good, $869,000 a year, but records show that he actually earned between $1.7 and $2.7 million each year after bonuses. So they're criticizing this guy. He's no longer with the Cleveland health system. But he's a piker. He's just a piker compared to what some people earn on the healthcare front. Andrew Witte, who is CEO of United Healthcare, has an annual salary with benefits of $18,433 and $433,143. Healthcare CEOs made on average $15.3 million, but last year 29 CEOs made $40 million or more. And that includes, of course, folks in the pharmaceutical arena, like Albert Bourla, who's head of Pfizer, and the heads of Moderna and some of the vaccine makers, but also CEOs of companies that make profitable drugs. So it's an incredible disparity, because doctors work hard, I can attest to that, but they only get 10% of the bounty bestowed on the healthcare industry. 877-726-8255, our number. And now, here's something that will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. And that's important, because bioavailability is the name of the game. You can take a lot of stuff, but if you don't absorb it, it does no good. You've heard me talk about NT Factor as something that is helpful for supporting energy and also has anti-aging benefits. But it turns out that NT Factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. So now there's another great reason to add NT Factor lipids to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. So get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT Factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie, as I do, or If you're on the go, you know, the blender, just access the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored, patented energy wafers. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor lipids and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Stock up now. All right, this item is kind of disconcerting. It comes to us from the UK. Proposed guidelines for cholesterol-lowering statins. New proposed guidelines in the UK recommend cholesterol-lowering statins to all adults if the person is happy to take a statin. So, normally, statins are prescribed for people who have been calculated to have a 10% or higher risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years. And that's based on an algorithm which takes into account cholesterol and whether you have hypertension, diabetes, or family history, if you're male or female. It's not a very good algorithm because it often, if you go by the algorithm, a lot of people who have minimal risk for heart disease because they have zero plaque in their coronary arteries, they have been told to take a statin. I once filled out one of these online questionnaires, and it said immediately go on a statin. Well, with the knowledge in place that I have zero plaque in my coronary arteries as of the most recent test, that doesn't make any sense. So there are new guidelines proposed by something called NICE. It's a funny acronym. NICE stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. That's their branch of government-sponsored healthcare. Basically, they have socialized medicine there, but more and more people in the UK are turning to private insurers to get higher quality healthcare. It's kind of two-tiered healthcare system. But these guidelines have been criticized because not everybody over 18 needs to be on a statin just because they feel like it. The British Heart Foundation counters that since the arrival of COVID, there have been over 30,000 excess deaths linked to heart attacks and strokes. And so that's their rationale for saying more and more people need to be on statins. Not enough people are on statins, they say. They claim that during the pandemic, fewer people went to the doctor, fewer people got their statins or blood pressure pills, and that helps explain the excess deaths from heart disease during the pandemic. But critics of that assertion say, quote, there was no evidence that statins and blood pressure medications were prescribed less in the last 3 years based on the National Health Service's own data. So this is kind of a funny thing because they're saying, well, a lot of people are getting heart attacks and strokes, so everybody should be taking a statin. But maybe, just maybe, there's some concern over the vaccines. And now we're getting into some real controversial area because it's been said that people who talk about the downsides of the vaccine are spreading misinformation or disinformation. But more and more, it turns out that the assertions that the vaccines could cause serious side effects are true and real, although that information has been suppressed by social media. As I watch TV, because I got a TV monitor on here in the studio, it says, come one, come all, get your COVID vaccine at the same time you get your flu shot. I just saw an announcement on the TV, an advertisement paid for every one of us taxpayers. All right, this is a study from Journal of the American Medical Association, January 26th. And it bears that date, even though this broadcast is a few days before, because it's about to be published. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. from December 2020 to August 2021. Okay. They claim that the vaccine is safe and that side effects are rare. But they look here at 1,626 cases of myocarditis in the national reporting system. Hey, that probably is the tip of the iceberg, because some people get myocarditis. They may have a little chest pain. They may feel tired, short of breath. But then they recover without getting properly diagnosed. You need a scan to find out if indeed you have myocarditis. And what they found was the rates of myocarditis were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males aged 12 to 15 years of age. So this is what you call in medicine and science a dose-response relationship. In other words, the first vaccine you tolerate, the second vaccine you have an adverse reaction. And it's especially concerning since we're insisting that all adolescents and school kids, even kids younger than 12, get the vaccine. And we're particularly concerned about young males, males who play in sports, in high school and college, and in professional athletics. And there have been some refuseniks, Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving, people have said, and Djokovic. These are athletes who have said, no, I'm not going to threaten my athletic career on the small but real possibility that I may develop a heart problem. Usually one recovers from these, but sometimes it leads to long-term deficits. And what they found also is that these events occurred more frequently in young men aged 18 to 24. And so they say, and they admit, vaccination against COVID-19 provides clear public health benefits, but vaccination also carries potential risks. And so this is concerning. And it's now public knowledge in a major medical journal that there are potential downsides to the vaccine when it comes to the heart, and also, since it affects circulation in general, the risk of stroke. As I might have shared on recent podcasts, I was in Lithuania recently, and one of our guides, a woman in her 50s, she took the first two shots uneventfully. She took a booster, and within a couple of days came down with a stroke, which her doctors were really convinced was related to the vaccine. It wasn't a coincidence. She's not suffering from hypertension or any underlying condition. She was perfectly fine. Fortunately, she recovered completely. Her ability to talk and move were restored relatively quickly. But these risks are real. And we're seeing more and more how critics of the vaccine have had their voices censored and suppressed. And they've been called purveyors of misinformation and disinformation, when now major medical journals are expressing concern over this trend. A lot of countries suspending vaccination requirements for the military, for young men especially, and even for all people without significant comorbidities or above a certain age, or below a certain age, that is. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with FullScript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're outside hustling and thinking about starting your own small business, there are two things you should consider: business and personal. Business, you're ready on that side when you have a steady stream of quality leads and validation from your clients that you do a good job and they'll pay what you want to charge. Personally, you're ready when you, one, have health insurance, two, you have some available time. Don't do it when you're overwhelmed with health concerns or family stuff. Try and set up like a 6-month window where you can focus on the business. And three, a cash reserve. Nothing builds confidence like having cash. You've got a small business side hustle. You're ready to launch when those two things are in order.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. If you jot that number down, you can call us anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, what do you think of blood flow restriction training? Do you practice it, and for how long? Thanks.
Okay. You know, it's an interesting question because blood flow restriction training, or KATSU, as it's sometimes referred to, it's spelled K-A-A-T-S-U, is a form of exercise that was developed in Japan by a guy in the 1960s. And the idea behind it is that you apply a little bit of restriction to the limbs that you're exercising. You know, not like a tourniquet, you know, or completely occluding the blood flow, but just a little bit of restriction. And the idea behind it is that the restriction of the blood flow causes blood and some of the metabolic byproducts of exercise, like lactic acid, to get stuck in the muscle, unable to leave. And what that does is it actually causes more rapid fatiguing of muscle. And the principle behind it is you get more out of your exercise if you do that. And that may be applicable in certain settings where people can't lift really heavy weights. Maybe they're rehabbing an injury. And they apply these bands and they get a little more benefit in terms of the workout. And some of the studies I've looked at look convincing, is that you can get more rapid improvements in strength and muscle volume with this type of exercise. I know that Dr. Mercola is a fan of it. Some people in the fitness and health industry advocate this. But there are some concerns with it. Number one, I don't use it, because I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting a band on a certain part of a certain limb to make it harder to do the exercise. So I'm just fine with regular exercise. Maybe, you know, if you're really into, enormous rapid gains, maybe this could work for you. I've looked at the company that makes this. It's called katsu.com is the website. And they even have devices, very fancy devices that cost, upwards of $1,000, for a whole set of these compressive devices that you can control with your phone via Bluetooth, and modify the pressure. The concern, though, is that when you do this, you actually may increase the likelihood that you could have a surge of blood pressure. Blood pressure surges when you exercise, and so does heart rate. And I have one study in front of me that's a caution. It says blood flow restriction training and the exercise pressor reflex, a call for concern. This exercise pressor effect is that your blood pressure surges when you exercise strenuously. And that's why it's not a great idea to check your blood pressure when you're on a treadmill, or if you've just gotten off your bicycle after climbing hills, because your blood pressure will be higher to promote circulation. Well, in people who are susceptible to heart attacks, arrhythmias, or strokes, this can be a problem, because you exaggerate the blood pressure response to exercise when you put these devices on. So I would say caution flag for people who have underlying health conditions. Do this under supervision. Don't try this with just like a rubber tourniquet at home. Buy a professional unit. Get some instruction. There's even what they claim is a certification process for people who are KAATSU trainers to teach them how to safely apply this therapy, because there are some risks. There definitely are potential advantages, but I personally find exercise challenging enough without putting pressure bands around my arms and legs to make it even harder. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about in the next hour, so start dialing and we'll put you on the air to share your questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. That's 800-908-3084.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and the four congressional leaders will discuss the debt limit standoff later this week.
The Tuesday meeting at the White House will take place amid warnings of an unprecedented U.S. government default. Treasury Secretary Yellen says the country is just a few weeks away from a financial. Secure spending cuts before lifting the ceiling, but the president and his fellow Democrats want a clean bill without conditions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 no longer qualifies as a global emergency. That announcement came Friday, marking a symbolic end to the devastating coronavirus pandemic. But who says the pandemic hasn't come to an end yet, despite the emergency phase being over? Anti-judicial reform demonstrations continue in Israel as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to reform the judicial component of his country. But the dissenters have been out since the beginning of the year. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the matter could be resolved soon.
After May 29th, the government has to decide on a budget. It's a trillion shekel budget, which is about a quarter of a trillion dollars in American terms. Big budget. And they're trying not to make too many waves before that budget is passed.
Oren was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Survivors and family members of last week's shooting in Cleveland, Texas, that killed five, say they may never fully recover. The accused gunman now jailed, but the family says the emotional healing is going to take some time. And some of those who died are being remembered for their bravery in protecting other children who were in the home. Fire crews battling wildfires threatening communities in western Canada, getting a bit of relief from cooler temperatures and a bit of rain over the weekend. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Many farmers in war-ravaged Ukraine are at risk working in fields that are dotted with landmines. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more in this report.
A grassy lane rutted with tire tracks leads to Volodymyr Zayet's farm in southern Ukraine. He's careful, driving only within those shallow grooves. Veering away might cost him his life. In the field, dotted with explosive mines, the land's not been touched since fall 2021, when it was last seeded with wheat. Now it's a minefield left by the retreating Russian forces. Zayat says, when we were allowed to our territory, we realized that everything around it was mined. We've needed to demine the field roads so that we can safely drive to this point. He expects 15% of his 4,000 acres of farmland was salvaged. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's not easy getting rid of Yeezy.
Adidas still hasn't determined what to do with $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy sneakers after splitting with the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. Those shoes have been sitting in a warehouse 7 months since the German company ended ties with Yee over some offensive remarks. A company spokesman says they are getting closer to a decision and declined to say if destroying the shoes had been ruled out. There's no word if Adidas might consider donating the shoes to the needy. Jason Walker reporting.
The Senate's approved a measure that would reinstate tariffs on solar panel imports from several Southeast Asian countries. Lawmakers also approved a separate plan to undo federal protections for the lesser prairie chicken, a rare grouse found in parts of the Midwest and Southwest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring is sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of The Life of Riley. Then later we switch to a law enforcement series, as Larry Thor stars as NYPD Detective Danny Clover in Broadway's My Beat. At the end of our previous show, Chester had a little embarrassing situation at the local cafe. And as we return, he is determined to prove his manhood. This is from December 15th, 1950.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. It's the day following the deplorable scene at Joe's Diner where our hero showed the white feather. He just arrived home to find the female members of his family already at the supper table.
Oh,
well, hello, everybody. Eating supper early?
I have to get to work.
Oh, yeah.
So please hurry up and eat your supper.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, what's new? Why don't you talk?
most of the time, you're all talking at the same time. Why don't you say something? Why don't you ask me what happened at the plant today, like you always do? Maybe something interesting happened. Maybe there was an accident. Maybe I got promoted. Maybe I get into a fight. Let's talk about something else. What are you doing tonight? I'm free tonight. Why don't we all go to the movies? I'll treat. Good movie tonight. Of course, if you don't feel like a movie, we can go down the street and watch television. Good programs on television tonight. Fireside Theater, Ed Wynn. And they're showing the big fight tonight. Let's go to the movies, eh? Yeah. Huh? What do you say? There's a swell show, Born Yesterday, and there's an English picture, too. The Astonished Heart. That's with that famous English actor, what's his name? Noel...
Coward.
Let's just stay home, huh? We'll have fun, huh? What do you say? Huh? Well, why are you looking at me like that? Why don't you say something? Talk. Okay, you don't want to talk, don't talk. But I know what you're thinking. I'm a coward. No guts. Yellow belly. That's what you're thinking. You can't fool me. Well, if you think I'm going to sit here and have my own family call me a coward with no guts and a yellow belly, you got another thing coming.
Now, Riley, wait.
Goodbye. Oh, what a mess. What if I was a coward? The guy was twice as big as I am. Better to be a live coward than a dead hero. I ain't ready to meet the Undertaker yet.
Hello there. Glad to see you.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly Undertaker. I'm on my way to the weekly meeting of the UEPBBB.
UEPBBB?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers and Pallbearers. Better Business Bureau. Christmas is coming, and we're going to discuss a new layaway plan. But you seem troubled, my friend. What's wrong?
Oh, plenty, Digger. What would you say if I told you that I was a coward?
I'd look down on you. And I advise you not to get yourself in that position.
Well, I might as well face myself. I guess I am a coward. You see, Peg is working at Joe's Diner.
What? Your dear spouse in commerce? Oh, I'm surprised to hear it.
Yeah, she's waiting on table. I was against it, but Peg wants more money, and, well, I can't blame her.
Riley, you're laboring under a delusion. Money won't bring happiness. It can often lead to disaster. There's a dirge they sing down Dallas way that proves my point. Texas Jim Boyle made a mint drilling oil, but Everest usually wrecks us. He got along swell till he fell in a well. Now he's deep in the heart of a Texan.
Well, I told Peg not to take this job. You know the type of guy that goes into that place and says some big palooka got fresh with her and I didn't lift a finger.
Oh, Riley, you're a grave disappointment.
Well, can you blame me, Digger? He was twice my size. If I'd have stood up to him, he'd have worked me over. And what would be the result?
Then I'd work you over.
Now, Peg and the kids ain't got no respect for me. You got no idea what it's like. Three people in the house and they don't talk to me.
You're complaining. I've got a dozen people in my house and they're not talking to me. Riley, you must regain your wife's respect, even if you resort to subterfuge. I have a bully idea.
Yeah.
There's a huge, hulking fellow I know, a truck driver for a lumber concern. Mike Wilson's his name. Suppose I slip him a fiver. Tomorrow, as Peg leaves the house, he comes by in his truck. He stops and offers her a lift.
Yeah?
Naturally, she'll refuse.
Oh, well, naturally.
He insists. He gets fresh.
Yeah?
Suddenly, you appear on the scene. You've been lurking nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Unhand that woman, you cry.
Unhand that woman!
How dare you accost this lady, you cad?
How dare you accost this lady, you cad?
Be gone or I'll strike you down.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's not lose my head now.
You don't understand.
What?
For the $5 which I have slipped him, he will gladly take a punch and lie down.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, Digger, you're a genius. This ought to square me with Peg. If it works, I'll send you a box of cigars.
And if it doesn't work, I'll send you a box. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Hi, Mrs. Riley.
Will it be coffee?
No. Say, can I talk to you a minute, Mrs. Riley? Private?
Why, sure. What is it, Mike?
Oh, a funny thing happened today. A fellow I know, well, he says, how would I like to make $5? I says, sure. And he says, all I got to do is drive by your house in my truck, and when you come along, I try to pick you up.
Me? Pick me up?
Yeah, you know, get fresh with you. And then some guy's going to show up and take a poke at him, at me, and I make believe I get knocked out.
Well, that's the most fantastic thing I... Wait a minute. Who put you up to this?
Mr. Odell. You know, the undertaker. First time he ever asked me to pick up anybody.
Oh, Mr. Odell. I see.
Yeah, I figured it's a gag, see, but then I talked it over with my missus, and she says to watch my step, because you know what I mean.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah, well, anyway, I thought I'd let you know. I wouldn't want to get you into any trouble. I'll just give Odell back the $5.
No, Mike. You do what he told you.
You kidding?
Please, you'll be doing me a big favor.
Oh, okay. I'll pick you up. Anything to oblige a lady.
Here I am, in the doorway.
Greetings, Riley.
Yeah, let's stay across the street here where we can watch my house without anybody seeing us. Peg will be out any minute. Are you sure that this guy Mike understands the setup?
Oh, don't worry. Everything's under control. That's his truck parked at the corner there.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't see him, though.
Oh, he's there. Don't you see him? No. Leaning against the truck?
Where? Oh, yeah. Hey, he's a big fella. Are you sure he knows he's the one who's got to lie down, huh?
Oh, positive. When I tell them to lie down, they lie down. Now, as soon as Peg comes out of the house, he starts up the truck, draws up alongside of her.
Hey, here she comes now. She's crossing the street, back in the doorway.
Oh, yes, yes. Here comes Mike in the truck. Get ready, Riley. He's slowing down.
Oh, if I know my Peg, she's going to yell blue murder, and then I rush to the rescue. Oh, boy, what a setup.
He's stopping.
Hi there, beautiful. How about a lift?
Sure thing, handsome. Let's go, big boy.
Hey, Digger, hey, unhand that. How dare you accost it? Be gone, you truck. You can't be... You. Oh, what a revolting development this is.
Cup of java, miss.
Oh, it's you. The other girl will wait on you.
Wait a minute, miss. I want to apologize for what happened yesterday. I want to give you back this $4. It was my mistake. When I got home, I found the $5 I thought I gave you in my other pocket. I guess I acted like a heel.
You certainly did.
Well, I'm sorry, miss, and I apologize. No hard feelings.
Oh, all right. I'll get you your coffee.
Fry me a couple of eggs, too, huh?
Okay.
Peg.
Well, hello. What brings you here?
Peg, how could you do it? How could you do it?
Do what? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean. I seen you. How could you? You let him pick you up. A guy you met for the first time.
What makes you think it was the first time?
No, I don't believe it. Not you, Peg. You ain't that type. Tell me it ain't true.
What isn't true?
You know. Tell me. Why don't you answer me?
You wouldn't want me to lie to you, would you?
Yeah, lie to me.
I'm busy now. I got to fry some eggs. The cook's sick.
Well, no, put down that skillet. I'm talking to
now,
you.
Stop, Riley.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this, Peg.
Pardon me, miss, but is Buster here annoying you again?
Oh, no. It's all right.
Oh, it's you again. On account of you, I'm in this mess. Well, you're through making trouble for me. Put him up. You're going to get what's coming to you.
Oh, Riley, stop.
Okay, Buster.
Oh, Riley. Riley, darling, are you hurt?
He's out cold. That'll learn him.
Why, you big ape.
Huh?
Who asked you to enter?
interfere.
Well, I was just...
Why, you... You...
Hey, hey, miss. You. Easy with that skillet. Watch what you do.
Riley. Riley, darling. Open your eyes. Riley.
What happened?
Oh, let me help you up, dear.
Oh, my head. Oh, Peg, I tried, but I guess I ain't much of a man. Hey, what's he doing on the floor?
Why, I... You knocked him out.
Who, me?
Yes. Yes, dear.
Are you kidding?
Oh, you were wonderful. The way you lit into him.
The way I... Well, I guess this proves something, huh, Peg?
It certainly does.
Yes, sir. Today, I am a man.
And 750 makes 25 and 10 and 250, 3750. That's including tips.
You mean that you made $37.50 for a couple hours' work in only 4 days?
That's right. See, most of the customers are truck drivers, and they're wonderful tippers. Oh, they're a swell bunch of fellas.
Yeah, they certainly are. Salt of the earth. $37.50, huh? Why, you could make $75 a week easy. Why, that's almost $4,000 a year. Say, at that rate... Hey, it's almost 8 o'clock, Peg. You better hurry. You'll be late for work. You mustn't be late, you know.
Oh, well, I'm not going to work. I quit today. Like you wanted me to.
You quit?
I thought it over, and it's not fair to you and the kids. You were right, dear.
I was not right. I was 100% wrong. I was never so wrong in all my life. And you listen to me because I'm always right. $4,000 a year, that's more than I make. You can't quit a job like that. If anybody's going to quit, I'll quit. Yeah. Why not? It'll be a nice change, huh? What do you say, Peg, huh? Okay?
Hmm? What were you saying? I wasn't listening.
Well, I said that... Holy smoke, it's late. I better get to work.
Well, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. It's a woman's world.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon, dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Riley proves his manhood, an episode from December 15, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we'll offer up an episode of the Elliot Lewis police drama, Broadway's My Beat, starring Larry Thor. It begins right after this.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod, Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
And uptown, east of Broadway, where I was, in the outdoor swimming pool catering also to the seekers after something or other, the crowd was divided into swimmers, non-swimmers, sand sitters, ukulele players, and miscellaneous. And the man in the swimming trunks lying on the concrete walk, the man who had drowned, and the police emergency crew working over him with a respirator, and the man from headquarters who had gotten there before me.
They've been working on him for quite a while, Danny.
Why'd you call me to come down, Muggerman?
I asked the same question of Patrolman Kenny. It's like this, Danny. Kenny was flagged off his beat when this man was dragged out of the pool. Took off the man's locker check, went to the locker. You know, for identification. The locker was empty.
Forced?
Uh-uh. No, those locks answered with dime store skeleton key. Robbery gets a dozen calls a day from these pools.
So you figure that man's drowning and his locker's being robbed had something in
it? Maybe a coincidence, Danny. Maybe something else. I don't know. I wanted you to be here, and okay. Yeah, let's take a look.
One of you men called the morgue.
A lifeguard who pulled him out is that one, Danny. You want to talk to him?
Uh-huh.
I'm from the police, Danny Clover.
Russ Gavey.
What happened here?
Well, I was on my stand. Him, he started to yell. I went in after him.
How'd you get those scratches on your shoulder?
He fought me. Had to take him under to break his hold, and when he stopped struggling, I got him out. By that time, he needed artificial respiration. I gave it to him until your man came.
All right. Did Detective Muggerman here tell you this man's clothes are gone, that it's going to be pretty difficult to identify him now?
Yeah, he told me.
Any ideas about it?
Nope.
Okay, Russ. Back to the office at headquarters and sit with it. A man had been drowned in a public pool. From a policeman's point of view, worth only a quarter-page form in triplicate. However, the fact of his lockers being robbed may be something else again. Probably not. More forms. Then a couple of hours later, when the office gathers up its private shadows, a door opens. A man walks in.
Danny, you busy?
Come in, Dr. Sinsky. Sit down.
Thanks. I just came from the autopsy room, Danny.
And?
Has that man brought in from the swimming pool the drowned one? Has he been identified, Danny?
Not yet. What's in your mind?
He was murdered.
Murdered? How?
Whoever administered artificial respiration to that man killed him as surely as if he had driven a knife into his heart.
Dr. Sinsky...
Gently, Danny, gently. I'll explain. Inside of the chest, Danny, is a delicate system of balances. Balances which cannot be upset. Else a man's heart will be affected and his lungs.
What's that got to do with murder?
Simply that the autopsy I just performed on the drowned man revealed small internal hemorrhages. Bruises of the muscles and bones of the chest from too active a manipulation.
You mean that lifeguard didn't do
it? I mean he did a very bad job of artificial respiration.
And that's why you call it murder. Not premeditated, of course, Doctor.
This is not the question in your mind. You wanted to ask if it was premeditated. Didn't you, Danny?
And let the question take over the room. Add the weight of its violence to the oppressive night heat, the stifling remembrance of other such questions posed in the same room, quietly, fearfully. Because a policeman, too, reacts to the touch of death. It fills the room, and against its pressure, you lift the phone, make the call to the Department of Public Works, have them check personnel files, come up with an address for Russ Gavey, lifeguard. Go there to the hall bedroom furnished in the style of brownstone, East 20s. Find it empty of Russ Gavey. Be told on the way out by the woman spread wide on the stoop you should have asked before. Russ was across the street in the park on that bench fighting for his share of the night air. Walk up to Russ. Let him chew the last fiber of a matchstick.
Yeah, I'm taking my well-earned rest. You want to help, Mr. Clover?
Sure. Mind if I sit down, Russ?
Yeah, sit down.
You were almost a hero today, Russ.
You're kidding. That's how I make my daily summer bread, $50 a week. Ogle a girl, save a life.
How long you been a lifeguard, Russ?
Oh, 6, maybe 7 summers. Time out for a frolic on Anzio Beach.
Then you've had a lot of experience saving people from drowning.
Am I allotted share?
The medical examiner down at headquarters says that man you tried to save...
Yeah, I remember.
Our medical examiner says he was murdered.
Huh? How come?
Our man says it was murder because artificial respiration wasn't applied properly.
Well, your man is a smart man. But a 4-bit-a-week lifeguard does the best he can. He studies in classes, he follows a first aid manual. You call him a murderer because he didn't make out with one poor slob.
You tell me, Russ. You murder the man?
Considering the percentage of lives that are saved and not saved by such as we, that's a question you may never be able to answer. How come?
I'll keep trying, Russ. You won't mind, huh?
Danny, why don't you never turn on a light? You sit like this in the dark by yourself. It's... I got one of the Tartaglia kids to home does the same thing. You both make me feel the same way.
You've got your problems, haven't you, Gina?
I could do without them. You in the mood, Danny?
Sure, for whatever. What have you got?
Nothing. No progress on identification of the drowned man. No progress on a connection between him and that lifeguard, Russ Gavey. Reports on Gavey state he is looked up to at the pool by girls and ladies-sized swimmers. Occasionally, he buys for one or the other a beer at the concession stand. Occasionally, escorts one or the other type to her home, deposits it, goes to the newsstand, buys super type magazines, goes to his room. Healthy, normal muscle boy.
Maybe a murderer, Gino.
Pardon me, Danny, but I must take guard. Sergeant Artaglia speaking. Yes? Yeah, I got it. Hanson's Pawn Shop, East 34th. I told you I got it. They bother us with such...
Such what, Gino?
A man with a pawn shop got the nudges in the midst of a nice conversation because somebody who works in a pool hocked a suit of clothes. Valuables. Look to this Mr. Hanson like stolen goods.
On East 34th?
Yeah. Then why bother yourself with it, Danny?
Because maybe it'll give me the name of a murdered man.
You might ask me why I called the police, Mr. Clover, after so many months of abstemiously staying away from you fellas.
All right, Mr. Hanson, why?
Because there was something fishy about it this time.
Hmm?
This suit, this watch, ring, money clip was brought me by a boy who's an attendant at a public pool.
A pool on Upper Broadway?
Inevitably, that pool where that unidentified man was drowned, his things stolen. You read about it, of course.
Who brought these to you?
A boy. Know him well. Had dealings with him intermittently.
Who's the boy?
Bobby Kent. He's got a room in one of those crates on East 37th, 1654, East 37th. Just ask for Bobby. We all know him.
And you think these things belong to the drowned man?
The man was robbed where Bobby works. Died where Bobby works. Bobby pawns things that obviously don't belong to him. What is there left for a decent man to think, Mr. Clover?
Then the three walk through the languid summer night, the city-bound and the dream-bound people on the sandstone steps who find their delights in a pop bottle, or by taking possession of a star in the sky, or by cooling themselves with a fan, courtesy of Swanson's Chicken Fricassee. Pass them and mind the kiddies at their nighttime play, the patter of little feet up an alley, and arrive at the address on 37th Street. And over one of the bells, see a name, Bobby Kent, apartment 3. The sound you hear is the far-off thunder made of heat and air currents and stratosphere. And the lightning through the window at the end of the corridor lights up the number 3 on a door. Briefly. Then again. Bobby. Bobby Kent. This is the police, Bobby. Open up. I'm coming in, Bobby. Bobby was in. His shirt was ripped, his face bloody, hands tied behind his back, belt around his neck, and the belt was strung over a pipe near the ceiling. When I brought over a chair to stand on, there was lightning again, and the whole room was stark white for an instant. It took a while to get Bobby down, but it didn't matter. Bobby had been dead when I got there. Bobby had been murdered.
And that's Act One of Broadway Is My Beat. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands, as a man who doesn't revel in violence, but who uses it because he lives in a violent place at a violent time, where only the violent can survive.
Matt.
Yeah, Kitty?
Nothing. I'm scared, but I can't ask you not to go. I guess I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Kitty, I think you would.
Townspeople, ranchers, gunfighters, and lost souls are drawn to Dodge for encounters with Dillon. Some walk away, some don't.
All right, you men in there. And the marshal out of Dodge City. Now, we're looking right down your throat. You'll never make it shooting it out with us. Now, you throw your guns out and come on out and you won't get hurt.
You can't get us.
Well, that's up to you.
Hey,
Gunsmoke Bloody Hands brings you 30 stories of thrilling Western adventure. For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN7.
You ain't taking us!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN7 to save 50%.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're outside hustling and thinking about starting your own small business, there are two things you should consider: business and personal. Business, you're ready on that side when you have a steady stream of quality leads and validation from your clients that you do a good job and they'll pay what you want to charge. Personally, you're ready when you, one, have health insurance, two, you have some available time. Don't do it when you're overwhelmed with health concerns or family stuff. Try and set up like a 6-month window where you can focus on the business. And three, a cash reserve. Nothing builds confidence like having cash. You've got a small business side hustle. You're ready to launch when those two things are in order.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. And now, Act Two of Howard Crawford, a story from Broadway Is My Beat.
Broadway leans against a doorway, flips a coin, and makes odds on the 31 days of August. This month, kid, it'll come in. The filly in the third, the dreamboat, the oil on that little piece of property you leased in the Texas Badlands. Gotta come in. Otherwise, what have you been building, kid? Gotta come in. So you can indulge the whim of the hour, enjoy it, own it. All that neon, yours to turn on or off. That music of the dance calling to you from basement dance lands. Yours to play soft or loud, or cut off like that. Dance in dark and in stillness if you want. The traffic signals pushing back the people. Yours to make, say, stop, go. You're a king man with headlines at your feet. Boy murdered, hung by belt in tenement room. Unknown man drowned in public pool. All yours, kid. A clean shuffle, a minute of luck, and it's all yours. And the next morning at headquarters, consider you're sure of it. Yours and Detective Mugovan's.
You still stick with that, Danny, that the man in the pool was murdered?
Yeah. You don't like it?
Oh, it's not that, Danny. It's only so many people drown, so many can't be saved. You going to go back and call everyone that wasn't the murder victim?
Russ Gavey is a trained lifeguard. He told me the man fought him, had to be pushed under.
Happens that way sometimes, Danny.
Could have been the other way around. Could have been Russ wanted the man dead. It could have been he fought the man, drowned him, finished him with his own brand of artificial respiration.
Could have been. But where's the string that knots it, Danny? What connection
that
is
That kid
there?
That was hung, Bobby Kent, the attendant at the pool. That could be a connection.
Because he stole a man's clothes out of a crummy locker? We're not even sure they belong to the drowned man.
What do we know about them, Mugovan?
Well, from the cleaner's marks, they belong to a man named Howard Crawford. Married. I checked his wife. Should be at the morgue to identify in a half hour. Would have come sooner, wanted to go out and buy a dress first. I let her.
I'll go down and meet her. You get whatever you can on Bobby Kent. Friends, people he stole from, whoever wanted him
dead. Working on it.
Put a tail on Gavey. Every breath he breathes, I want to report.
Got it. Anything else, Danny?
Yeah. Why does a woman need a new dress to look at a dead man?
I don't know. Ask her when you see her.
Are you ready, Mrs. Crawford?
Waiting for you.
All right. Just look at this man and tell me if he's...
Okay, okay. Put him back. He's mine. Can we get out of this place now?
Of course. And through this door. You want to sit down on this bench for a minute?
Or else, huh? Sure, I'll sit. What do you think of my husband, Mr. Clover? Can you imagine it? Howard getting himself a piece of marble in a police morgue.
When did you see him last?
I got out of a warm bed yesterday morning on account of the phone ringing. It was for Howard. He pinched my cheek, said, "Goodbye, honey, I'm going out of town."
This happen often, his going out of town?
In his line, salesman.
And you didn't see him after that?
Look, boyfriend, I was in the middle of a beauty exercise, bendovers for the figure. I was grabbing my ankles, I looked back. There he was, going out of the house.
Doesn't it seem strange to you that he didn't go out of town, that he was
found? It's strange to me he's dead. But I'm going to get used to it.
Who do you know had a reason for murdering him?
Murder? Thought you said he drowned.
You like to swim, Mrs. Croft?
You see this sunburn? You think I got it standing under a hot iron? Look at it, see? How you like it?
Did you get it at that swimming pool uptown?
Coney. I know a part of Coney where they carry a pretty good crowd. That's where this burn came from.
There's a lifeguard at that pool.
I go to Coney, where they carry a million on a weekend. I don't confine me to public pools uptown.
Did you have anything to do with your husband's death, Mrs. Crawford?
Now, I'm a girl who's going to tell you the truth, boyfriend. Every time I've thought of it, I've wished Howard dead every hour on the hour. I wished him dead on the half hour, too, but that's when the race results come over the radio. Howard, things have come true. I've wished for him.
That's all, Mrs. Crawford. You can get out of here now. And watch her reapply the lipstick and readjust her clothes and walk away from her dead to a summer rhythm that no longer held any part of him. A woman starting the new day fresh, the memory she had submitted to now happily dead on a marble slab. And at the end of the corridor, the street sunlight touching her face for an instant, darting away, leaving only pallor and a smear of scarlet on her lips.
After this brief intermission, we'll be back to wrap up Broadway Is My Beat right after this.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Will Republicans miss another layup? New polls show 40% of Republicans don't want Trump to run, but he's still leading in the polls. Has the new Republican strategy become leaning to the left on certain issues? How should Republicans approach this primary strategy with an easy path to the White House? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
In Tampa Bay, Florida, the Bay Pines VA Healthcare System is helping homeless veterans get back on their feet by hosting their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down Saturday. The event brings together more than 70 community partners and vendors to provide services to veterans, including everything from employment assistance to health care and vet services. Working toward curbing veteran homelessness is top of mind for the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. It's why they held their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down to address homeless veterans' immediate needs. Program coordinator Blossom Capper said, "These events really bring a collective group of people within the community together to provide veterans with a one-stop shop. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Broadway Is My Beat on When Radio Was.
Back in the office, order a shadow for Mrs. Crawford. Then a telephone report from Mugovan. He'd found a girl who was the girlfriend of Bobby Kent, a box office girl in an all-day, all-night movie on East 125th. Lucille Lang, on duty for the rest of the day and night.
How many?
Police, Miss Lang.
Take back your badge. It don't buy you nothing.
You were a friend of Bobby Kent's.
Look, Hugh, you want to lose me my job?
All we want, Miss Lang.
All you want is to mark me lousy with the management. A sweaty cop snooping around where I live. I know my girlfriend called me. Told me he had his nose in my affairs, asked questions. She had to tell him I was cozy with Bobby.
All we want is something that'll give us Bobby's killer.
Search me up and down, you won't find Bobby's killer.
Then maybe someone who wanted him dead.
All the kid ever did was steal a buck here and there. So he could make an impression on me, on my girlfriend. Boy has to die for that.
He was a thief.
Ain't everybody kiddo one way or another. To sweep out the locker room in a public pool. To empty the foot bath, scrub them out. You think that's the end of the rainbow for a kid?
Did you know about the clothes he stole from the pool? The watch, the ring, money clip?
Sure, I know. He told me. I even know about the 500 bucks that was in the suit.
500?
We were going to take it and go off to faraway places. But you know something, kiddo?
What?
Bobby's dead from hanging, and I'm cooped up in a cage. So I ain't gonna make it, am I?
Danny?
Oh, come on in, Muggerman. What do you want?
An opinion.
About what?
About how soon we should pick up Russ Gavey for the murder of Crawford and that pool attendant?
If we pick him up, how long do you think we can hold him?
A killer, Danny, he's...
How are you going to prove premeditated murder by artificial respiration?
Now, maybe we shouldn't start from there, Danny. Maybe we should start from the attendant. Now, he killed Bobby Kent because Bobby stole the clothes. Because Bobby would learn that the clothes belonged to Howard Crawford. Bobby was a sneak thief. From there to blackmail him, one easy lesson.
So we get back to Howard Crawford. You know what we need, Mugovan.
Yeah, motive. We're going to find our wife.
Danny?
You got something, Gino?
Officer Ratchie just called from a gas station on Queens Highway. Mrs. Crawford just arrested, registered at the Ritz Lodge Motel about 10 miles out of the city.
Thanks, Gino. Mugovan.
Yeah, Danny?
That shadow you got on Russ Gavey, get him off. I don't want him followed.
All right. Where are you going?
To find out why a widow wanders far from home.
Where do you see? Bought some new clothes. You'll like them.
Huh. You'll like them too, lover. You like them?
That's your going-away dress, Mrs. Crawford?
It could be for that, too.
You've got a home in Manhattan, Mrs. Crawford. What are you doing here?
Where's your home, boyfriend, and what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you.
Me and my sunburn made an impression, huh? So you got a flunky to follow me. You could have done it yourself. No uproar would have happened. Well, here we are.
You still haven't answered my question. What are you doing here?
Girl likes to get away sometimes. You'd be surprised how many phone calls I've gotten since Howard drank all that water. Here's a dime. Throw it in the radio. No? Then I'll throw it a dime. Yep. Phone calls all day long. No? It's your turn.
Just to talk. Kill some time.
Ah, oh, that Kenton. Yeah, oh, what'd you say, lover?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Look, be a doll. Will you go away? Come back another day. I'll be here. Let's pick a Tuesday. Make a definite, huh? Why don't you go right now?
Out the back way, through a window?
Just get up. Hi, Russ. Got a little trouble.
Come in, Russ. Close the door.
I'll bet the lady told you to get out of here, Mr. Clover.
Uh-huh. You two know each other pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, a swimming pool romance. I saw him in those California feet flippers, and it twisted my heart.
You two planning on going away together? I only ask because the back of Russ's car is loaded with suitcases.
We're going to get married in Maryland. Is there a law?
Yes, there is. There's a whole section in the penal code about murder.
Oh, back to that, huh?
I could have picked you up before, Russ, but I needed a motive. I had to find out why you murdered Howard Crawford. There she is.
How did I kill him?
By drowning him. You made sure the resuscitator squad wouldn't revive him. You crushed out whatever life there was in him.
Listen to him, Edith.
Yeah, listen. You killed Bobby Kent. He was a petty thief. He took the clothes you'd stolen from Crawford. Sooner or later, he'd put two and two together. Probably would have blackmailed you. You couldn't afford to let that happen.
You ready, Edith?
I'm ready. Only one thing, Russ.
What?
I'm a happy girl, Russ. I like to live happy. From just now on, you're going to be a burden. As long as Lover here's got you, I don't want you.
Both of you. You're an accessory, Mrs. Crawford.
Well, that changes things right away. Russ.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool. Okay, your way, Russ.
You'll never be the same.
You ready to go back to town, Mrs. Crawford? It's the time on Broadway when the crowd gives up, goes home. Then it's the street of the dim moonlight and the dark whispers. The wind of the night. The wind that scatters everything. Yesterday's headlines. Yesterday's dreams. Yesterday's people. It's Broadway. The gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway. My beat.
Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's story and that you're enjoying Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day. We invite you to join us next week at the same time when Detective Danny Clover returns again with Broadway's My Beat. Broadway's My Beat, brought to you by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed and conducted by Alexander Courage. The program is written by Morton Fine and David Friedkin and stars Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover, with Charles Calvert as Tartaglia and Jack Crucian as Mugovan. In tonight's cast, Mary Jane Croft was heard as Edith Crawford, Hi Averback as Russ Gaby, Stan Waxman as Mr. Hanson, and Michael Ann Barrett as Lucille Lang. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.
The Howard Crawford case from August 5th, 1951. Lead actress Mary Jane Croft became Mrs. Elliot Lewis in 1959, and a few years later, he would produce one of her television sitcoms, on which she appeared with a red-headed superstar. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals. A 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more. Thank you. the very best of jazz instrumentals now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. In the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the very best of jazz instrumentals collection. Go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, full-service intellectual property firm. You can find us at GerhartLaw.com.
And this is Elizabeth Gerhart. Together, we co-host Passage to Profit. Last week, we had John Austinson, founder of Frambridge.
Franchising makes a lot of sense for a lot of businesses, and those that I've helped have cited a few things. One, it's a great way to scale using other people's money. You always want other, you know, people to work for you to think like owners. Well, now you've got folks that know their local market. They're actually putting skin in the game. You're able to scale more rapidly using others' resources. Then at the end of the day, private equity loves franchising. You know, if you do some Googling, you'll see the acquisitions that are happening across North America right now. Private equity is scooping up franchisors right and left.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Mary Jane Croft worked on a 1960s television sitcom produced by her husband, Elliot Lewis, and starring a redheaded superstar. The answer is The Lucy Show, starring Lucille Ball. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done this time around, but hey, visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.